That was the last thing Megan you heard us say
Fox
when you walked in.
Is Toy Chica.
Oh my god! Yeah,
they got her for that character.
Oh my god!
What? I thought that movie came out a long time ago.
It's the second first one. Did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They already did it.
They had Josh Hutcherson.
That's right.
I'm pretty sure I went to like elementary school with Josh Hutcherson.
You're pretty sure?
Yeah, I just haven't looked into it. I just remember that vaguely being a thing.
Is he from there?
Yeah.
Okay.
From around those parts.
He does look like the kind of person that you would have gone to grade school at.
For sure.
Yeah. He's got that vibe.
I went to a different high school than my middle school. And one of my good friends from high school, I'm looking back and I see my sixth grade soccer team, maybe even younger. There's all these guys that I knew from like middle school and stuff. No, I was younger. It was like third grade.
Uh-huh.
Imagine my shock and horror to see right there in the front row.
Jared Fogle.
Little Ben.
What?
Little Ben. My friend Ben from, he can do.
Really?
He can jump over garbage cans and do a roll.
That's pretty sick.
It's cool.
That is
how many
cool.
cans?
Is this the Ben that owns property?
No, it's a different, that's a Ben from here.
Mm.
Got it. Two Bens.
He's not from here, but.
But you have a friend that you became friends with later. And you found out that you were actually on a team together much earlier.
Way earlier.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was written in the stars,
didn't
you
even
and Ben.
Know. Yeah.
What didn't a even wild know. Time.
That's crazy.
Ben?
I was prepared for like a celebrity.
Nope.
An actor.
No.
It's Ben.
The next town over, Shailene Woodley went to that school.
Okay.
She's...
Of Divergent fame.
From Divergent, yeah. Is she normal?
I thought you were going to say she neurodivergent.
No, didn't she like tan her labia or something?
So normal.
That next town over. So they're always normal. Doing crazy stuff that, like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's some Westlake stuff.
I think she was just really into like Native American rights or something. Mm.
Well, I'm
pretty
I think
sure there's
I'm
a vagina
of,
thing in
there. I think well, I'm thinking of Rose McGowan.
Oh, okay.
Is she not? No, I don't know.
I think she kind of had a...
Well, she was part of all that.
Oh, Shailene Woodley is only 33.
Yep, that's what I said. Yeah, my age. That's why she was like, go to the school the next time. Right.
I don't know. I guess I was still thinking of a different person.
I did discover that I was, I didn't really look into this, but I kept getting these clips of somebody on Instagram, just some influencer guy who I think was actually like kind of funny, whatever it was. But I saw like one of my friends followed him. I was like, what the fuck? And then I kind of recognized the last name, and I'm pretty sure it's like the brother of someone I went to grade school with or something. But Whoa. It was like a pretty big account.
So she was there for the Dakota Access Pipeline protest.
Oh, sick.
I don't know if she's like a
that's,
crazy.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I only know about Divergent.
And what, Insurgent?
Oh, you actually know the titles.
Patrick is like, he's brought up Divergent to me so many times. That comes out Allegiant,
I think I watched him.
Right?
Allegiant. Yeah.
I think Alita Battle Angel from the trailer we watched for a Patreon video is also in those movies. And Gus Fring, what's his real name?
Oh,
Giancarlo
Esposito.
Yeah. Now, if you really want the primo young adult movie adaptations, you gotta check out the Maze Runner movies.
I thought you were gonna say we gotta watch The Giver.
I've heard
good
Bones
and The Giver.
Bones is all about the Maze Runner movies. He never got into them, but he would tell me he loves them.
That's such a funny thing to be all about.
I mean, they're not good.
I mean,
they can't be, but
because that's a Death Game movie.
No, none of them. Well, Maze Runner kind
of the first one is. It starts with the Death Game stuff. Yeah. Divergent, that's not a Death Game thing.
Divergent
is
a Hunger Games, right?
No, not at all.
Do they have superpowers?
They have like groups
they
of society.
They all have the same like, you know, kind of very whatever like class
commentary like simplified
thing.
Societies.
Yeah, where it's like these are the bad.
These are the tinkerer people and these are the dumb people.
And, yeah, and then but what's her name from Skins is in Maze Runner.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. I have no clue
what
her name
is. You're going to have to help me out here. What else? Any other credits?
Is it Effie?
Mm.
Her name's Effie in Skins.
Okay.
She's Tyrone's sister.
Tyrone.
Remember Tyrone?
No, I haven't seen Skins
and Sid,
at all.
Remember when the one girl's like, you made me come, Sid.
You've said that before.
Sid looks like Tim Pool.
Oh, no.
He's got the hat and everything.
So we saw Battle Royale last night.
Let's get into it. Let's start with...
Talk about it.
We're going to start at the very beginning. Okay. Well, first of all, this theater was empty.
Yeah, yeah. But
second, the movie opened, because it's 25th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
The movie opens with like an interview with the director's son, who I think also wrote the movie and
yeah.
directed the second one, maybe. But they just spoiled the entire movie.
Yeah. Which doesn't like, matter completely. For me.
But... Yeah, like we've seen it.
Yeah.
Also, and there's also clips, because the version that we saw was not the director's cut. It was like the regular theatrical, which I will say, watch that one. Watch the theatrical one.
Yeah?
Yeah, for sure.
You've told me a lot. I have not seen the theatrical one. But
there were a bunch of clips from the director's cut.
Not the director's cut.
It's the difference is like there's this weird basketball scene that keeps playing throughout the movie of them like in school together playing basketball. And then there's like little backstory vignettes for the characters that are not. You don't need it. You get it.
They're done. Yeah. They're going to get shot or chopped their heads off or something.
We were busting up at Takeshi Kitano.
Yeah, isn't it? Takeshi Kitano.
Holy hell, is he good in that movie.
Yeah. He's like their teacher.
Did you ever watch MXC?
No, but I do know. I do know it.
Yeah.
So he was one of the hosts. I believe he was Kenny Blankenship. Mm-hmm. No, he was Vic Romano.
It's called like Takeshi's Castle is like the original show. The
Japanese.
It's his obstacle course.
So I think he was like a big comedian
in Japan,
but then he like became a director and made all these like Yakuza movies that are supposed to be really good.
Oh, okay, cool.
But he's just like this.
He's like their teacher. He's a teacher.
He's a very sad, pathetic man. He's very strange. It's like one of the best movie villains.
He kind of like runs the game. He just like hops on the microphone. He's like, oh, there's like 20 people left. Better get running. And then he goes and lays on a couch. And then he just waits until the next announcement. And then that's the next time you see him is when he gets off the couch.
He just kind of gets shit. He's like, it's like almost a Coen Brothers character.
Yeah.
In this otherwise like very different movie.
He's just
wearing
like sweatpants and a jacket.
Yeah. He seems kind of
like
bored.
Real dumpy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But his delivery, he's just got these weird like tics too.
Yeah,
I never noticed
before.
His
face is constantly twitching. He never like blinks with both eyes. It's always one eye or the other.
Yeah.
It's so good. And then I was sitting there just like, I've seen the movie a bunch, but I hadn't seen it in quite a while.
I got to go to the bathroom, but I think it's fine.
Yeah. It's so good until, I don't know, like I didn't remember this, but the last like third of the movie
I got a little sleepy.
Yeah,
it was a little late, it was dark, and there's like sad music playing, and my eyes started getting kind of heavy.
It does start to drag, because
that's when it gets more sentimental.
Yeah, because it starts so strong, and then it just like almost right from the beginning that movie just fucking goes.
It just barrels through school kids.
The foot is on the gas and it does not let up. And then all of a sudden it does.
Yeah. Yeah.
It really lets up and slows down considerably.
Yeah.
For quite a bit. But
I was marveling this time at the ability of these young Japanese actors to flail wildly every time they get shot.
Yeah.
They'll do like a 360 spin.
Yeah.
After getting shot once. And they're all rolling around doing this crazy shit. They would like probably break my bones were I to try.
I think that was like, because the first time I saw it, I was probably in high school and I was like, this is sick. But it is very Japanese, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Not just like, there's a lot of like cultural stuff with, you know, the school things and whatever. But and there's like translation things that sound kind of weird when you say them in English. Maybe I'm sure they sound normal in Japanese, but that aspect of it, like the wild flailing and the like
the screaming at each other.
The screaming and stuff that is, it's not really
the like drama of it.
Yeah, the kind of like melodrama.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. It's all there.
And now,
it's like fine.
Now it's I like it a lot.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool and fun. But I do remember seeing it the first time being like, what the fuck is, why are they acting like this?
No, you're more like familiar with how it works now.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, it's still gnarly. I mean,
oh yeah,
it's fun, but it's like, there's like the crazy guy, with the crazy hair. He was just there to like, he wants to murder people.
Yep.
Where he like, he gets the megaphone, holds it up to that one girl while he like fills her stomach with bullets.
It's, I don't know why.
I was like, yikes.
I didn't remember it being so brutal. Like I did. I remember all the violence and stuff, but it was much more affecting this time for some reason. Maybe it's just seeing it in the theater.
Yeah.
But like that scene where they're in the first scene kind of when they're in the classroom where they all wake up is really like haunting and upsetting.
It's tense.
Yeah. Just the knife and then the...
And then it's funny.
It is. Well, it's hilarious, but it's also just so fucking intense.
Yeah.
When they're all running out and getting the bag thrown at them so aggressively.
It rocks. It rocks.
Kawada or whatever comes back in, slams the bag in the guy's face.
That's not my bag.
Yeah. It was so cool, but then, I don't know. There is a... I think it's once they get to that, like, infirmary.
Ah,
they kind of hit the brakes pretty hard, and it gets a little... A
lot of good squibs in this movie.
Oh, my God.
Getting blown. I like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of exploding throats, because they all have collars on that pop if they don't follow the rules.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I think it's... I'm kind of used to now going to see movies in like old movies in the theater, and it's, you're excited going in and then you're sitting there watching it. And it's kind of like,
I remember this better.
Or like, I don't know that I needed to see this in the theater. I probably could have just stayed home today and done something else. But this was like, oh no, this was a, I'm glad I'm seeing this in the theater.
I felt that at first with Jaws where I was like,
it's
a long movie.
But then
seen it a bunch of times. Then you get into it.
Then they get out on the ocean. I feel like, let's go, baby. Come on.
Like, you know, we're at a point where we can like appreciate more of like the craft and stuff. And then like just seeing like, you know, everything, like just like the ferry scene in Jaws where the car drives onto the ferry and they're talking. It's so much shit's going on around that I'm like, how the fuck did the 27-year-old direct this and make this whole thing happen?
Yeah.
It's crazy. And like that was like with this movie. I'm like, dang. Like, it's just such a pure, like death game kind of movie. It's like, I mean, they're all on an island.
It's the one actually good one.
Yeah.
Probably.
There's not really, like, there's a little backstory about, like the state of the government and, like, what society is like and why they do this. But then it's just like, all right, there's a bunch of you on this island. One of you's got to win or else everybody dies no matter what.
It's for entertainment?
No. Is it for entertainment? It's just to,
it's not broadcast or anything.
They just do it.
Yeah. There's like the backstory, which I mean, this is like in the title card at the beginning, but I guess there was like in the 2000s, there was like a big rise in youth crime in Japan or something. So it's like this thing where the adults need to keep the kids down.
Yeah. They round up the kids and then make them go kill each other.
So they choose a class every year to go do this thing. And
kind of purge like.
Yeah.
A little purgy.
It is like a big.
So it makes society that like better.
I think it's just to keep the kids scared. Yeah. Let them know who's in charge still.
Yeah. Right. Because the adults are like supposedly like the also weak and like incapable of keeping things down themselves. So they put the boot on the on the youth.
Get the kids to put the boot on each other.
But it's great because they all get a bag with a weapon in it, but it could be like a pot lid or something.
Yeah.
And somebody else, then one guy gets like an Uzi with like infinite ammo.
I know. And honestly, they're like great.
Yeah.
I think when I probably first saw that I was like, because there's a lot of stuff in it that's is very like anime or cartoony kind of.
There's a lot of other people with guns that run out of bullets, but there's one guy with an Uzi that shoots a lot of bullets in every scene he's in.
But honestly, this time I was like, great.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit. This is cool.
Yeah.
He's so fucking scary.
He's got like crazy. He looks like an anime character.
Yeah, completely.
And he's like the one that he signed up to do this because he wants to just kill people.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Yeah. And like they're all in the class. Like,
if you haven't guessed, these two are pretty dangerous.
Because like they're in the classroom, they're all scared, and then they call this one guy's name, and like in the corner in the shadows, he's like crouched on top of a desk with like a light across his eyes. It's like, that's a bad guy.
Yeah,
that's a bad guy. 100%. It's really good though. Very much worth going to.
It was so cool in the theater. And the score is very like John Williams-y in certain parts.
Mm-hmm.
And like, and there's a lot of like classical music stuff in there too.
Yeah.
Like, the actual score was like, there's a lot of like little Star Wars-y things in there and stuff. It's cool.
Yeah. I'm glad you randomly found that like showing that has over 2 days or something.
I looked up because I was like, oh, I should get Battle Royale in 4K. That'd be cool. have like just the
disc.
Oh,
you just found it by chance.
I literally just Googled like Blu-ray Battle Royale 4K DVD to see if like there was one. It's way too, it's like $50. So it's just crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, the first result was like Battle Royale's back in theaters for its 25th anniversary. And I was like, oh, cool. That must have happened 4 months ago. And it was like, it's tonight and tomorrow. Like, okay.
Yeah. Okay. And Wednesday, if you feel like that.
It's also Wednesday. So if you're listening to this, it happened yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Thursdays?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, 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 Thursdays, yeah. If I remember.
He saw all sorts of movies. And he's a good boy. Dog movie.
Yeah.
Didn't like it.
I don't think it's a great movie. I think it's a cool thing. It's well executed. Yeah. Because it's like low, 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 low budget. It's a guy, his wife, and it's literally their dog. It's not even like Hollywood dog. Mm. Like, and so they like figured it all out themselves and got the dog to like act. And like, it's pretty impressive. Okay. So here's what happens. It's an 83-minute movie, or 84. Mm, and going out, and I was like, hell yes.
Men in Black 2 type.
Yeah, but when I was in it, I was like, oh my God, this shit is so... It was the longest 83 minutes of my life.
It very much becomes
drags
like...
drags, because there's nothing happening.
It's like a very cute dog.
Yeah.
Which is good. But a lot of it's kind of like, here's a scene where the dog notices something. And like a shadow goes by and the dog goes...
It's scary.
It's kind of that over and over.
In a silhouette or a door creaking open by itself. And they do that probably like each one of those like a dozen times.
And sometimes it's a poop man.
And there is a mud man. Yeah, yeah. But there's not really any plot to speak of.
Okay.
And it just drags. And I did get caught, but my girlfriend did see me like looking at my watch a couple times, like, good fucking Lord. And then at the end, they play this little featurette that's like, BTS. Thanks for seeing this in the theaters. This is how we made this. This is me and my wife and our dog. And and it is really funny and cute and impressive how they did it.
Like, he is just a dumb dog. I
mean, he has no idea he's in a movie.
They're like, this is how we shoot a scene. And it shows like the scary version. Then it shows them holding a camera and the husband's on top, like standing on a chair going, quack, 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 quack,
to get the dog
quack,
attention.
Quack, quack, quack. Right. The dog's just like,
oh. I was mad at them because that little featurette is so good and so funny that
maybe
I was
should have just released that.
And very impressive that I was honestly like, I would have just rather the documentary.
But
like,
made an 83-minute documentary about the making of the movie and then just not release the movie.
Yes.
Yeah. I think it was supposed to be like just like a Shudder thing.
Yeah,
but it got
it garnered some attention. And I mean, it did. I mean, it relative to how much it cost, it made like millions.
Yeah, like good for them. They like did it. They spent years making a movie with their dog.
I think it'd be cool for them to make
another thing impressive and commendable, and it still is not good.
Yeah,
that's like, why when like someone was like, I think maybe Jacob, or it might have been someone else said, did you like it? And I said, as a movie?
It's
no.
Like, not one of those much. Like, I'm glad they did it.
Yeah.
I'm glad they're out there.
I appreciate
doing their
it.
Thing,
well, it's, yeah.
But also, I don't like it.
It's like when they made that Van Gogh movie and every frame was literally a Van Gogh style painting.
Oh, God. Mm. Yeah.
And like, it was like the stuff of Facebook posts for like 6 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Was like, oh, yeah. My, they're doing this. And then it came out and people were like, yeah, I mean, it's not like very good. It's pretty boring.
Yeah.
But it's really impressive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Similar kind of vibe, like, and you know what, if you wanted to throw it on at home and you're chatting, that might make it a little more lively, but you do not need to see this shit in the theater.
Yeah, it is a cute
that
dog.
Sounds extra derisive. It's just not a theater movie, like, and there's a lot of good Shudder stuff that's like, watch this at home.
Good for them, they made it and a bunch of people went to go see it in the movie theater.
There are a couple
made some money
good scares.
Yes,
there's a couple solid jump scares.
There's some cool shots too that like I'm like, dang, how'd they get that with the dog? There's like one where like the camera's under a table and there's like the front door over here and there's like another room over here.
Yeah.
And like they walk out and the dog's like, bah, bah, you know, dog's bitch and moan about stuff.
I have a pedantic. Oh, sorry, you're not finished.
Oh yeah. And then like the camera's like slowly pulling back. The dog looks through this window and then it runs over here and looks through this window. I'm like, oh.
And they said it took
that?
Them years.
Yeah.
I believe
to do
yeah,
it.
Like there is one like in the little featurette, there's like they have a little, like a spooky thing goes past the camera and they need the dog to follow it. But they need to keep the dog's attention in that one spot. So out of frame, out of the bottom of the frame, the wife is just laying flat on the floor in front of the dog.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's just kind of standing there because she's right there.
Yeah.
And they're trying to distract him with the spooky thing. So he follows
it's a big magic trick.
Yeah. It's exactly how I take photos of my cats. I'll try. Right. I'll hold up my phone, and to get them to look, I go.
Yeah. Well, and for, they that, go, for that reason, the entire film is ADR.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't top see to a lot. Bottom. Like you like barely see the faces of people characters.
I do have a pedantic qualm, which is early on.
It's a good name.
Oh, pedantic.
Pedantic qualm.
Sounds like a separatist
like a
general.
Person's yeah. name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
General pedantic.
General pedantic.
But early on, the dog is worried about its master, and then the phone lights up and it looks down and the camera shows what's on the phone, and I'm like, the dog can't read. Yeah, it should have been a bunch of squiggles and like like weird symbols. Oh, yeah, yeah. I get why it's not like that, but I was like, the fuck, this dog can't read.
Maybe that one can.
There are a couple of, towards the end it gets all climactic. There's a few like VFX things, like the dog jumps through a glass window. Whoa. It looks really bad.
And yeah. I mean, for whatever, what they had whatever. At their disposal is pretty good. The yeah. rain looked good.
Yeah,
good rain.
There's a part where like the dog gets like vomited on, which is awesome. Oh, cool. It's like getting bathed and then just gets blood just like blasted in its face.
Yeah.
Like, it's like it oh, would be no!
Honestly, it would have been an amazing short.
I said the same thing to Tara. I can see this being like a perfect short film.
Like, not only would it be impressive, I think it would be really cool to watch. But also the feature, I think, garnered a lot of attention, and I hope they get yeah. to do something really cool next.
One of yeah. short you don't.
No make, one watches it.
No one watches it. Yeah. And don't make any money.
Yeah, yeah, I guess
this is
that
like a movie,
is.
And they made
although
a lot of money.
The whole point of a short is then you sell that to somebody who gives you even more money.
Yeah, I guess they just skip that part.
And a trained dog.
They take your dog away
yeah.
from
yeah.
They should do one with a cat, or like the owner dies in the haunted house, and the cat just eats the owner.
We should do that. We should try to make a movie with our cat.
No.
God, Aster.
Go we put them all together insane. For the first time.
Yeah.
In one room.
Just film it.
They're all just fighting
okay,
and
you go over
screaming.
There.
No,
go,
no, no.
Go over
here,
there.
Here.
Yeah. They're all just under a couch.
Yeah, they refuse to move where they are. They're all making their horrible noises. Does yogurt wail? Like, they're all just like, really wailing.
Yogurt will more whimper. She'll be like,
oh yeah, she's a squeaky one.
Small face on that cat. What was that? You hear
that? Oh, hopefully it was my wife.
Something going bump in the damn
banging
night.
Around about down there.
We do record this at 11 p.m.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's her. Or killer. Yeah,
yogurt has a curious face. She's it's quite small.
She's you so are always trying to say that there's something weird about her. And then you
something's
see her in person.
Her face.
And then you're like, hey. And then you're like,
well, what am I going to say? Hey, yogurt, you have a weird face.
No, you come.
She doesn't
you go,
understand.
Or
she
you see
speak man.
Or you see another picture and you go, I guess her eyes are normal. Because it used to be like, her eyes are too far yeah. apart. And then you yeah. saw another picture and you went, actually, she just looks like a cat.
Maybe in that photo, she looked like a cat.
I see her little face. I'm used to like, my cats are both like becheeked.
Yeah,
they've got both got these round cheeks.
Maybe that's
on
maybe
side
it's
of their
a
head.
Gaunt. Maybe she's gaunt.
She's a gaunt.
Maybe you don't feed her or something.
I was feeding her too much.
Yogurt's got a sleek face. Very
yeah,
sleek
it is.
Face.
It's like slick. It's
like both my cats have these chubby cheeks on
yeah,
the side of their head.
It's like a plastic surgery face.
No, she does.
Yeah, they pulled back. I think that's
it. It's like the Beetlejuice
or like
face.
Joan Rivers.
Yeah, yeah Beetlejuice or what are those? In Star Trek Insurrection, those people have like the faces that are pulled back.
I don't
like
remember.
Pee-wee with the tape.
Yeah, is yeah. That's your cat.
Insurrection. Which one's Insurrection? Nemesis is Tom Hardy. Faces.
Yeah, it's not that one.
Is
it's not
Insurrection the one
not
with
first cunt?
Ian McDowell? Not Ian McDowell. Is it Ian McDowell?
Malcolm
no,
McDowell?
No, he's Malcolm McDowell is
Malcolm McDowell.
One of the original. Insurrection's like a TNG movie.
I know. I'm trying to think. Whatever. It doesn't matter. We already had a video today that was talking about Star Trek, but none of it caught. Like, it was just...
This is a Voyager
it's going to be a funny video, I'm sure.
Maybe.
But it's just...
I think we all got
moment.
Fingers crossed. Those two don't land on us.
I...
One of us won't have to cut either of those.
I mean, that's it's a fun little game because the chances are it's one third is a pretty big chance
also,
that it could land on your
ahead,
lap,
right?
A little bit.
So
who knows?
It's really up in
so
the air.
So we can move them around too.
No, no, no.
Yeah, we could give one to Patrick.
I could just
no, no, no.
What
no,
was
no.
your last video? It was a 15-minute clip.
That is not. First of all, that's not. The chips fell where they may. The chips fell where they may. Okay?
And it my was, last, like, three videos have all been, like, an hour and 15 minutes long.
Listen, what happened, it was not intentional. I cut the first 40 minutes of a video.
Yeah.
And was like, this is way more than enough for this video. I think the second one's going to be the same. And guess what? It was a full good video.
I'm not saying it was a bad idea.
The cutdown was only 20 minutes.
Sure. Yeah. You only had to cut like 6 minutes out of that.
Yeah, less, I think.
I'm on like a...
All of you have the power to do this.
It's true.
Just
I'm
going to
cut our Ghost of Yotei video into 6 videos.
Yeah, I think this record can be our rest of our year's content.
I did see Tron. I saw Tron Ares.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
See everything, man.
I mean, I went with Alana to this like screening with like a Q&A afterwards with Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross and Jeff Bridges.
That's cool. That is cool.
Yeah. The movie was like, okay. It's like,
yeah, I mean, there hasn't been a good Tron movie, so
there's never been like a successful Tron movie.
I don't know why they keep making keep acting like they're these massively influential, like huge. And it's
it's been like 15 years since the last one.
The original one is stupid.
I haven't seen the original.
They tried something with the visual. Yeah, it's pretty cool looking.
It's cool that it's like the first kind of CG whatever. And
like the way they did it with like tape and stuff to like just make this movie look crazy. And like the computer looking stuff is kind of charming. I don't remember much about the music.
I don't know.
Well, but I think it was like beep, 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 beep.
Probably.
It's also pretty boring.
Yeah, the first one.
Super boring.
Yeah. And then like Tron Legacy is Tron Legacy. It's like, you know, it's modern Tron. And this one's kind of just like, it looks like that movie.
So this one is the Tron came into New York City.
Yes. Or real world. That's like half the movie. Right. There's real world stuff. Derringer Company, which like they were trying, you know, they've been in Tron the whole time.
Yeah.
And Evan Peters is like their CEO. And he's pretty great. And Gillian Anderson's his mom.
Okay. Well, obviously.
Who's Evan Peters?
Isn't he
Quicksilver.
Oh, that guy. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think we did this conversation.
Yeah. Yep. But then Gillian Anderson's mom, she's great, of course.
Yeah, well,
that's
Natch.
Like a given.
Natch.
And she was perfect. But they like use like a laser to like take digital things like the vehicles and people and stuff and print them into real life.
They print them.
Yeah.
Okay.
With a laser. But they can only last like 29 minutes and then they deteriorate.
Oh.
So they're looking for like a code that makes them permanent.
Okay. But didn't that happen at the end of Tron Legacy when they made Olivia Munn the real manic
pixie
Quora? Dream girl? Quora? Is that her name?
It's Quora.
I completely forgot that it was her until I went back and watched a clip from the end and I was like, that's fucking Olivia Munn. What a strange career. Not Olivia Munn.
Wild.
Olivia Wilde.
Wild.
Yes. What a strange career.
What was the whole thing with their spaghetti recipe and Harry Styles or something, and
what?
Jason Sudeikis laid down in front of her car.
Oh, yeah. But it was like about a spaghetti recipe.
I have no idea what this is about a spaghetti recipe.
It was part of that whole thing.
What whole thing?
I'm sure it was, but
I remember people were being like mad at him. They're like, how could he's crazy? He's laying down in front of cars. And I'm like, you think he doesn't know how far outside his weight class he's punching? Of course he's on the ground begging like a dog.
Well, didn't he like
although that's like Colin Jost
and Scarlett Johansson,
who no one likes him. He doesn't have a fan on this planet.
He does, and it's my dad.
Oh, no, really?
My dad likes Weekend Update. He's like, I like that Michael Che and Colin Jost. And
wow.
I was like, okay.
That is a parent thing.
I bet my parents like them
like too. I have no idea. I thought it was still Chevy.
I wish.
Ooh,
I thought Norm Macdonald was still hosting Weekend Update.
What a world it would be.
I don't think that he would still be on the air this long into the season.
Not dead. Yeah.
Well, if he were alive, I have a feeling that he probably would have run afoul of something much faster.
Sure.
Than even when he was doing it. I think in the wake of the Charlie Kirk assassination, it would have been really funny to have Norm MacDonald.
Yes.
Desk.
That would have been pretty good.
Would have been pretty solid. Good. Yeah.
The
too young, you know.
Good Lord. Greta Lee is in this movie. What's she in?
Past Lives.
I think I haven't seen that movie. Is she good in that?
It's great. Yeah, it's a fantastic movie.
Is Past Lives of Pets?
With Louis C.K.? Well, they recast him with Patton Oswalt in the sequel.
Ah.
Nice.
Secret Lies.
Nice. That still makes sense. But she's
another
like
big boy.
She's like really, she's really bad in this movie.
Is she?
I think it's just like a direction thing.
I mean, she's probably just in the middle of an empty soundstage.
Yeah,
it's probably Marvel
what
sickness.
What is Past Lives?
Past Lives was the, it was like.
Ghosts of Girlfriends Past is what you're thinking
no,
of.
No, yeah. It's a drama involving, it's like a hot Korean guy, right?
Ooh, okay. I haven't seen it. I've heard it's good though.
Past Lives is good. It's yeah. very, it's
do you
very
have anything else other
mournful.
Than hot Korean guy?
No,
but she's a CEO in this movie. Both the villain and the main character are both CEOs.
Cool, yeah, cool. No, yeah.
John Aries.
Hae Sung is played by Yoo Tae-ho.
Oh, Cameron Monaghan of Jedi Fallen Order famous in this movie for like 5 seconds.
What?
He doesn't even talk. He just dies.
The fuck?
But I saw his face. I was like, oh, and then he's gone.
Where is that? What have you been up to?
See, not... making another Jedi game.
Oh. We got to get him back in Gotham.
Yeah.
Get Gotham up and running again.
Yeah, get him back in this Jazz the Joker.
Yeah. It's a romantic drama. It's very sad and melancholy, but okay. also beautiful.
Is it actually about past lives?
In like a okay, time not, traveling
not
in, sense?
Yeah,
no.
Not interested.
No time thanks. Travel.
There's no Girlfriends of Ghost Past.
That won't
okay,
do.
But, yeah, wait, I'm not interested.
Whatever.
The only movie I like is The Time Traveler's Wife.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's the only movie. Okay,
that
like.
And Four Christmases.
And Four Christmases. I guess there's two movies.
Yeah, I really like Time Traveler's Wife and Fred Claus.
And that's pretty much it, I think, yeah. Those are kind of the only two that I've seen that I thought were pretty good.
My dad's also a big Vince Vaughn
head. Which
one's
the Fred Claus? Oh, who's cool. in Fred Claus? I always mix these Santa movies up.
Fred Claus is
that's
Vince Vaughn.
Okay,
and it's
I was thinking
it's
which
also,
one was Billy Bob Thornton.
Oh, that's
Bad
Santa.
Santa. Okay.
Two.
They made two. No, Fred Claus, it's him. It's, what's his face? The guy from Best in Show who's gay.
Which?
He's,
oh, like the couple?
Yeah. He's also in that, the This Is My Fight song video.
Oh, wait, who are the... It's not Michael McKean, right?
McKean is his
Is he
partner.
One of the gay
yeah,
guys?
Yeah, he's one of the gay guys. And he's so fucking good. But yeah. It's the guy who plays his like young partner.
I can't picture. Are they the Weimaraner? No, they're not the Weimaraner.
No, the Weimaraner is Parker Posey.
Yeah,
which is also fucking incredible.
Yeah.
God damn. Best in show.
Let's get Parker back in the business.
She is back. She just did White Lotus.
Oh. I know, she was fucking great.
She was one of the only good parts. So, like,
yeah.
Obviously, the season
that
had bright parts of the whole thing.
Is just is the fucking best.
Family is so important. Oh my
just
god!
That horrible, like
yeah.
evil housewife smile.
And then when the daughter is
totally
like
drugged off,
I want to stay with you, and she's like,
they should put her a starfighter.
Yeah. She is so good. There's a lot of good stuff in that season, but then it just fizzles out.
So I gotta watch that whole dang show.
Can we do questions?
I cannot picture the other guy from Best in Show.
Well, I can picture him, but you know what's weird is I always got him confused with Fred Willard, even though Fred Willard, I never have a problem remembering who he is and what his name is.
What is Fred Willard? Which Fred Willard does he have the gigantic penis?
I don't know.
Is that a Mighty Wind?
That might be a Mighty Wind. That's the one I've seen the least.
Epic
probably.
Movie.
It's probably an epic movie.
Yeah. The Jeff Bridges was awesome though.
Oh, okay.
They ask questions to like the Nine Inch Nails guys, and they'd be like talking about like the themes of the movie, and was like we had to do something entirely electronic. And then with Jeff Bridges, he's like, "Oh, I was listening to like Bob. What do you guys think about Bob Dylan?" He like takes the mic and like asks Bob Dylan. They're just like
John Michael Higgins.
What does he look like?
It pulls up such a weird little PNG.
It's a little picture.
Oh yeah, that guy. He's in all of those movies.
Yes,
but yeah.
He's fantastic.
I saw him in Little Tokyo.
That's
just
that's
walking
wandering
around.
About.
That's
cool.
And I was like, that's
does he have
that guy
like, fish
the...
with the ice cream in it?
Yeah, big time.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that shit.
Nice and hot.
Sometimes I'll get one that's just red bean though.
Yeah, I've done that. It's good.
I don't really like bean as a dessert.
I feel like yeah, maybe has to be in a mood for
it.
It
doesn't really do it for me. It's like, this isn't...
Patrick, enough with the hot takes. Okay? It's not that kind of show.
It's a racial thing.
Yeah. What, like who's making it?
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's
whoever's
like,
working the register.
Yeah. Yeah.
The flavor?
No, I don't know. I don't...
You prefer black bean.
I'm a big fan. Yeah.
That's a black bean.
I like a kidney bean. Which
like
kidney
paste.
Beans fucking suck. Who the hell likes kidney beans?
They're fine in a chili.
I don't like a chili.
Every time I see one at like
go.
A
it's like a food poisoning.
At like a buffet or something back when they had those.
Yep.
And they have like a big mess of beans.
Back when they had kidney beans.
Yeah.
I was lima today beans years old suck. When I learned yeah. that garbanzo is chickpea.
I was just thinking.
I actually didn't know that until last year. What's up with
garbanzo peas? Because they look exactly like chickpeas.
They are the same.
That thought was in my head when you said that.
Yeah. That's crazy. Same brain. We got just like that show.
Questions, huh? I can't spell assumed identity with ass titty in high school. I had friends who would smoke cigs before PE.
Tight.
When are the best and worst times to smoke?
Smoking before PE is very funny.
Yeah. Best time?
The idea of like a 14-year-old. Dinner,
yeah. Yeah.
Well, me and my boy. Before
you run a mile?
Yeah. Me and my boy did cross country practice, AMs practice. And then we smoked some big dog shit, like Swisher cigars in the
woods.
Afterwards? And then we went to class.
Oh, damn. That was cool. Morning practice.
We smelled so bad. It even like I was wearing my sweatshirt and I was like,
and then I went to class.
And I took it off and stuffed it in my backpack. So it was like, this is bad. This is really bad.
Yeah. Holy shit.
There's no hiding this.
I never hacked a dart before or after or during high school, but I did
live. Ever, right?
Well, I think before, during, and after covers that.
So you've never.
Okay. Either.
Yeah. But
you got to change this.
Yeah, I know. That's the 100,000 subscriber special. I've only suckled on a vape.
Yeah, we got to get this changed.
But I was like so not around people that smoked that when I like moved out of the home and went to college or started living in and around cities, I was like, wait. People are still smoking. And it was like, I had no idea.
Yeah.
People when I, were all when
I
came,
I said, oh, thank God.
When I came to manhood, smoking was still the primary nicotine. Like vapes existed, but they were weird inconvenient.
Volcanoes.
And, that was still pretty early vapage.
It was extremely early, yeah.
Mm. When they had big rigs.
The tech was still developing.
Yeah.
But yeah.
The send out for your pods.
Post the best time for let me get this. Ciggies? It's probably like you're grilling, you're drunk as all hell.
Oh, you're drunk. Okay.
You're drunk and you're with the boys, maybe you're grilling or something, or you're just hanging out in the back and you're just sitting, laughing, having a good time. When you got to pee, you just like stand up and pee right there, you know? not like you might take a few steps, but you're just peeing in the yard.
Listener,
you take
it away from the group. Patrick just pointed at Jacob's mouth.
Yeah. And you crush like a pack in an evening, not even like a day, an evening.
That does sound like a good
pacing
time.
Yourself.
That's primo ciggies. Now, if we're gonna move on to other forms of tobacco, pipes, that's a good camping tobacco.
Okay.
Chewing tobacco you want to do in the shower.
Just give us the worst time to smoke.
Spit it down the drain.
Shower
splatters all over your feet.
Step on it.
Shower dip skis. Shower dip. Get like a double horseshoe going in the shower.
Shower dip the skinny double horseshoe down the drain. What's the worst time to smoke?
Yeah, worst time.
To smoke,
bad times.
Morning.
Just generally morning?
Yeah, because you have to because you're addicted, but it fucking sucks and it's gross.
I see. Makes you feel pretty bad.
What about when I see like somebody out on like a deck or patio with like a fresh cup of coffee and a cigarette?
Yeah, that's nice, but it's when it's like the first thing in the morning, it's nice and people like love being like, oh, coffee and cigarettes.
What makes you poop?
Cool? Because cool. Yeah. And it's cool, I guess, but it kind of sucks too because it's so early.
Mm.
You're better off just having a little drink in the morning. Honestly.
Something to take the edge off. Yeah. Honestly. Yeah.
A little Grey Goose.
And then snuff, there's no good time for it. unless you're trying to make people laugh because it's a silly thing to do. And it's, you know, a lot of people, most people are going to be like, where did you even find this?
Yeah.
Cigars, I don't know. Just that's another one for the boys, I guess. You're just, you know, palling around.
Have you had like a fatherhood cigar? Like with your old man? Like when you found out you had a kid?
No.
You guys didn't break bread over a stogie?
No, my dad was never a smoker. He was a runner.
Oh, right. Nice.
Big time. So yeah. No.
So you...
Yeah. Sure, he has smoked, but yeah. No, I forged my own way.
Yeah.
He will walk both paths.
Yeah.
I was at
the chosen one.
Thanksgiving with Tara's family up in old Central California.
Yeah, beautiful.
And it was like a big area and like it was all outdoors and stuff. And I saw like all the fellas hanging out by the fence. Yep. I'm like, I'm gonna go over there.
I bet.
And then I got closer. I'm like, they're all talking about golfing and they're all chewing tobacco.
Dude,
like,
you should
I
would
have been perfectly right here.
This is what I've
should be like.
one of the great mysteries of life.
Yes.
Is that chewing tobacco is probably the best thing you can do.
I don't think that makes a mystery.
But it also fucking sucks. And it's so gross, and it's gross to everyone around you. And it's like, it's just repulsive.
We
but
saw
it's
what also, I did to Ryan
it's
in a,
so cool
in a Funhouse video.
Yeah.
And awesome to do.
Jacob's just got a full fucking great. Lipper, and he's like, yeah, I've been pretty far, and it goes to Yote.
If we had a spittoon in here while we were making videos, that'd be fucking great.
And then, so we did it. We did A. Igdala in the slash Stallone speak. It's really so funny. Nasty.
It's the best. And I still, to this day, I don't know when the last time I even, 10 years ago maybe, and I still, like, I see now, I'm like, damn, I should get into Zen. No, why? You don't have to do that. Why would
young
you do
men
that?
Who That's are right into there. Zen, you shouldn't get into Zen.
We'll see.
You can't.
Okay.
It's already in there.
Well, wait till Henry's at school.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Actually, that it apparently child nicotine poisoning is way up because of Zyn.
No.
Really?
That's yeah, because they're like easy to, you know, you just, I guess people just leave it places and then it looks like, it probably smells like mint or something.
Yeah.
So kids will just like put it in their mouth and eat it. And from what I've heard, they have like a shitload of nicotine in them.
Yeah. No,
like people get like knocked on their ass doing it.
I
think you can get dizzy. Let's get the next question.
Congratulations. You can't spell pseudo-identity without ass titty. You got the long answer today.
And it was the first question.
So question far. Number one. This,
yeah.
Draluark, when watching Pulp Fiction, how do I explain to my wife what a gimp is?
I mean, I think the movie does a pretty good job explaining it for you.
Yeah, I don't know why
you
need to.
Just put on From Paris with Love if you're going to watch one of his films.
Yeah.
Not Tarantino, the other guy.
No, it's a Tarantino.
Fuck is his name?
John Travolta.
Yeah.
That'll explain it. Maybe just pull up some other GIMP videos to show your wife.
You know who else is in Pulp Fiction? Ethan.
Oh Rames. Yeah, that's right.
He's involved in those GIMP scenes.
He's very involved.
Heavily.
We're living in the GIMP's reality now, Ethan.
Just like find some other GIMP videos, show your wife.
Yeah.
That should explain it.
Ask Rock.
Tell her to Google GIMP videos on Google, I guess.
GIMP videos.
Yeah.
Oh, one-eyed trans girl. No, just the name.
Every week. Just the name changes every week.
Location or anything.
Well, they must be, yeah.
Yeah. If you were serial killers in the Hannibal Lecter universe, what would your gimmick? What would be your gimmick?
That's such
gimmick?
A fucking good question.
That's a great question. So what's taken already? Red Dragon stuff's taken.
Color palette stuff is taken.
Yeah, the
Shrek
cello
stuff.
Cello thing's taken.
Shrek stuff's taken.
Yeah.
Mushroom stuff.
Deer stuff.
Oh, yeah, deer stuff.
Deer stuff.
Dang, that's a lot of good stuff.
I would probably give people in death the proportions of a Pixar character.
Oh.
So there would be a bunch of like dead women with like huge asses and like little noses, and their eyes are big.
They're like, Will Graham is like, she's trying to purify or to make them.
She's trying to
What does he say?
She's trying to make them whole in making them animated.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
she's trying to Pixar they asses.
This woman loves cartoons.
This is not Pixar.
She loves Pixar cartoons, Jack.
Okay. You guys, what are you
I'd break up their bones into little pieces and then assemble them into a little skeleton shaped like their skeleton, but it's miniature.
Oh,
yeah.
I like that.
They'd know immediately who the killer is.
I would keep them in like a barn and they'd be barnyard animals. Like,
but they'd be alive.
But you for a while,
you would treat them well until
I treat them well.
You know,
see, that's the
harvest season.
Eventually, then I have to kill them, and then it just seems like a Hannibal thing because then you're just butchering people.
You don't
like
want
animals.
The meal to taste frightened.
But yeah, I think some sort of like
he doesn't really make people live
like
perform, animals.
Maybe they
right?
perform like I'd have a little circus. You know, and
oh, you
like,
know what would be a
like
good
one of them
one?
Would play a lion.
Oh, okay,
making marionettes out of people.
Oh, that's a good one.
You can have that if you want.
You could probably rig up some kind of like gear system with ropes and pulleys and then
like
just wind it up and then you get away and then they come and find your
and
scene.
Like, well, great, you're going to figure out what happened.
This is my design. It's like, that little like pendulum thing swings back a few times. It's just fucking like dancing people.
This killer has no strings on
him. That'd be pretty cool.
All
my
good answers.
My special boy. You are my son. I love my puppet son.
Captain Victor, what other foods should be cooked and served Ortolan style?
Hot pockets.
Like
dog?
A full pig.
Yeah. Bones and all.
Yeah.
I'm going to say a sea urchin.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Could you drown a sea urchin?
That's a good question. Maybe, they could. I don't think they could survive an M&M.
Yeah, might not be the same properties as water.
Technically,
yeah.
So an M&M based like life form.
Yeah.
It would be funny to do it with a whole eel.
Yeah.
I think the bigger the animal, the better.
Bones
like an Ortolan elephant.
That's a lot of a big pan.
Oh yeah,
for that.
Yeah, you can a lot of Armagnac.
Yeah.
Be good,
it's just like an explosion.
Mm-hmm.
Like when they jump, when people are frying their frozen turkeys on Thanksgiving.
The best.
The best videos. The best. Dangtious.
Ortolan
dog. Oh no, you developed pika. What are you snacking on?
What's pika?
Songbirds. It's when you just eat stuff that's not food. It's a mental ailment.
Sure.
I see. Yeah. I've got a whole room full of snacks right here.
Yeah. You wonder where Jacob's nubs go.
He just clips
under gates above his mouth.
I've got a cupful of those over here. I could probably eat them and
that's
be okay.
Good.
Like
plastic.
The Vigo.
Huh?
What's the Vigo?
The Vigo?
The Vigo with the Stranding in it, with Fragile in it, with Twilight in it.
What the fuck?
Green Book?
Lea Seydoux?
Yeah.
Is in Twilight.
The Vigo, he says.
And Twilight is in it.
Oh, Crimes of the Future.
That's it.
Yeah, okay.
The Vigo.
Death Stranding.
There we go.
And the Twilight is in it.
There was another one that you got in there, maybe?
I don't think so.
No? Okay.
Okay.
Whatever. I'm eating poop.
Just poop.
I guess it's not food anymore. So I guess that
probably eat dust. Just scoop dust and eat it.
Yeah, it's like, the top of the TV stand's dusty.
Yeah. Just
give it a nice lick. I'll get a little Fun Dip stick, that little sugar stick.
Oh, yeah.
Give it a lick. Just wipe it all over stuff.
Pregnant people get sometimes they get really weird, crazy cravings.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's not like
that's what I thought, like pickles and ice cream.
Exactly. Yeah. It's always something with pickles. But it's like soap.
Oh, like unnatural cravings.
Yeah, like they'll have like an intense craving for like a bar of soap.
Yeah, for paper.
Yeah.
Crime.
Ugh.
Or styrofoam. It's styrofoam, I think, is a big one.
The fuck?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
You got to assume that it's a significant amount of them, at least try it out.
I
love cooking.
What was the one we were laughing at the other day?
I love cooking ice cream.
That's right. All right.
It's a deft touch.
Anwar, can we get a motherfucking Astro Goblin mug? Like the What a Show mug? There's a lot of
I mean, we had
this
one.
No, we didn't.
Astro Goblin?
Wasn't it a mug?
We had a candle.
Oh.
I guess if you burn it all the way down, you could put juice in it.
Yeah, we'll just make a mug.
Yeah, no problem.
Don't need to make a mug.
No,
right,
we'll
now.
Make a,
we'll do it
we'll
on
make
video.
A special mug.
We'll do it on video.
We'll make a special mug that's like not just the logo or
Patrick's
something.
Patrick's turned around. He's at the computer.
I'm logged out.
Don't need to make a mug. Okay, starting back
around. He closed the tab.
It took like a little bit too much effort. And it's gone.
Hey,
yeah,
sometimes it happens. Sometimes it doesn't.
Anwar will make a mug. Raja knows. Can Jacob give us another random animal fact? Another one.
You're always doing that. So
it's mostly seafaring animals.
Yeah. Of the land?
Of the land. I already talked about hyenas.
Yeah.
And their penises.
And their clits. If they birth animals, they have babies through them. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
But it happens.
Yeah, sure.
A land creature.
Bugs. What about bugs? You got anything about bugs?
I don't know. Female praying mantises eat the male after sex.
Everybody knows that.
Got anything about lanternflies?
Lanternflies. See, it's all like land stuff. I don't know any of that.
Okay, what about rodents? Do you have any fun mouse facts?
Those aren't land creatures.
What about Rogan facts? Do you have any Rogan facts?
Oh, yeah. Rogans. They reproduce asexually.
He's floundering. Next question.
Yeah.
Get him out. Hey, Jacob's gone white.
David Jones. Are you guys going to the fish fry at the Elks Lodge this Friday? You sure are.
We'll be there.
Yeah.
Look for us.
We've got a lot of fish.
We'll be the ones wearing... latex. Lots of latex.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. You're going to hear us before you see us.
Oh, yes.
There we go. Crack cocaine, that's the name.
Do you have any Orbalisk facts for us?
Oh, once they're on, they don't come off.
That's right.
And they're also basically impervious to damage. Mm-hmm. You're reading the Darth Vader books? You get the Orbalisks on them?
Oh, yeah.
Is that pre-Xana or post-Xana?
I think it's technically post.
Oh, yeah. What's her name before Xana?
Rain.
Rain, and then she becomes Darth Xana.
Yeah.
That's so sick. I should read those again, too. Oh, crack cocaine. How's Patrick Warhammer / plastic crack going? And will there ever be a build / painting stream?
We could.
We can talk about
it. I just started doing it a little more again. Mm-hmm. But I've got some tauntauns.
Well, those will be fun.
Working on those right now.
I was at a game store the other day and people were setting up to play Warhammer. And I saw the collection of figurines and miniatures. And I was like, That's $2,000. That's because they had the tanks and vehicles, big fucking thing, and they were all like really wonderfully painted. Unless you could just buy them like that.
You can buy them painted, but they're like you'd be buying it from somebody.
Yeah.
Well, either way, these look.
You can get a used army for a little.
These looked great, but also
it's stupid expensive.
Yeah,
it's an investment.
You can like eBay, Etsy has like.
Like the pre-made goal, armies.
You kind of want like, I think if you're buying used stuff, which I haven't done, but I think you kind of want like assembled but unpainted.
Okay.
Because then people will like, it seems like that's where the cheaper, it's where a little cheaper.
Mm.
That makes sense.
Because they're just trying to get rid of it.
Yeah.
And like people don't want it as much because it's already assembled. So it's not like fresh, you know, it's kind of
there's not stale. Like a big demand for it because like it's already built, somebody wants this to like either paint or do a game with.
I do love seeing when it's like an army that's like a painted army and it's like this looks like complete shit, anyone who bought this would have to like strip it and redo it.
It gets the job done. I love when there's a big old tank or a mech or something. They're so scary looking.
But I haven't fucking built it yet.
Saw a crazy one. It looked like it had like basically AT-AT legs, but it was really wide with like a platform.
That's cool.
So it was like a walker with like a basically aircraft carrier.
Yeah.
There's some crazy ones that you like are pretty uncommon, I think, because they're so fucking expensive.
Yeah. They just like don't print them very often or something. Yeah. Somebody, like, I'll do a little showcase thing at the end of my, like, build streams on Monday, and somebody did this tank, I think it's from Warhammer, but I guess, like, after some botched thing before, then they, like, sawed off the bottom of it and then made it look like it's submerged in, like, a puddle of muck.
Very cool.
And it looks, awesome. Like, amazing. Oh, yeah, here's, like, the pictures of it with, like, the leaves and stuff.
Whoa.
And it looks like it's in actual water.
So cool.
It's crazy. Like the, I don't know how the water, like resin or something.
Yeah, it must be.
But like the bottom's completely just like sawed off and it's just sitting in this little
sawed
thing.
Off. Sawed off.
But the leaves and that's stuff, it's so good.
Beautiful.
It's real pretty what we're looking at.
I like looking at what other people do.
Next question.
Yeah. Hi, J-Bug. If you could have Inspector Gadget hands, what gadgets would you have? I'd have a fork and a knife.
That'd be nice.
For dinner time.
Yeah, big kitchen knife.
Yeah.
scary.
Yeah.
I would have scissor hands.
Yeah.
That'd be and good. I also can't change them back.
Right. It's a one time.
So I'm just Edward Scissorhands.
What do you have? Go Gadget scissor hands. And then you have scissor hands.
I can only say
forever.
That once. Yeah. It's extremely painful.
You know, you have normal hands and you know that you have the ability to turn them into scissor hands, but you also know that you can never go back.
Yeah. When does the situation arise that you need those scissor hands?
Probably like if someone needs like a really bad haircut.
Yeah.
And they're like, please, I need this right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to die if I don't get like a haircut.
Yeah.
And I can't make it to a Sports Clips.
And then even a Fantastic Sam's.
Yeah.
Or a Floyd's 99.
No great clips either.
That's like the high end of the low end barbershops.
Yeah.
So then you go Gadget scissor hands.
Yeah.
And then you're stuck like that.
About like Go-Go Gadget like. Where they just shoot goo. Like it's two cannons that just shoot goo.
That'd be cool.
Oh.
Would you
produce
that?
The goo?
Would it be your goo from inside you?
Or is it synthetic?
It could be some kind of goo storage system.
Like those
like
Spider-Man squirters you get when you're a kid.
Yeah. I'm not really sure of to the viscosity or makeup, but it's blue and it comes out reliably.
Mine would just be my hands would retreat inside and then it would like cover up and that's it.
Just like a little, just a little puckered hole.
I can like punch people with like my metal. Well, there'd be like a metal thing. So I would punch people with my metal stump.
So your hands just disappear and you have metal
stumps. Wait! I changed my mind. It's like a point so that I can crawl on like all fours like a beast.
You just
thing.
Have your hands
like
come
a
in.
Mocap actor and like Planet of the Apes.
That's
or
exactly.
Something.
That's
like
what
an
I want.
Extension.
That's what I want.
Yeah, yeah. You should have your hands going and then ape hands come out.
Yeah, that'd be
and
good
but
too.
you can't control anything they do. They have the mind of an ape.
My hands go in and shark hands come out. Next question.
Okay. Nukewarm. This question comes from my wife. If you could have any kind of elaborate grilled cheese, what would it be and what would you pair it with?
Probably have cheddar cheese on it and then or Swiss maybe and then like a canned tomato soup.
I don't know about that is canned elaborate. Tomato soup. I needed to have some more like chunks and stuff.
Okay, it's one of the ones that has like
chunks
comes in like a plastic
not chunks,
case.
But it's
chunks
it's
on
more
your
texture.
Grilled cheese?
It's more textured now in the soup.
That's gross though.
No, like it's tomato
basil. You're eating tomato.
The grilled cheese is
that's right. That's right.
You don't want to be reminded of that.
I have no need of a fancy grilled cheese.
I probably want a simple one. Gold leaf, some caviar.
That's good. Don't you make fancy grilled cheeses or something?
I make fairly fancy grilled cheeses. Yeah, I would say I make a pretty solid one. Well, mayo is the best thing to put on the outside of the bread. It makes delicious grilled cheese, perfectly textured.
Aren't you worried it'll taste disgusting?
First of all, you can't barely taste it. It's just using it as like a flavored oil at that point.
Yeah, because it all gets like burned up, right? It basically just gets like into the bread.
It doesn't get all burnt
up. Burns up. You burn it up.
You get that burnt up mayo.
Hey, you want a grilled cheese briquette?
Charlotte special. How do you like your grilled cheese?
I got a hammer and
charcoal.
Too rare. It's just a cheese sandwich. Yeah.
I do some simple grilled cheeses too. I put some pepper jelly on one though.
Oh,
some spicy jelly. That was pretty awesome.
That sounds good.
Wait, what it is yours? Awesome. What cheeses do you use?
Yeah. The cheese part.
I'll probably use like cheddar, brie, and maybe Gruyere.
Mm.
Ooh, I like the Gruyere.
Some cave Gruyere aged? Is going to be in there.
Cave aged is definitely a preferred.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, I want some cheese.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
All right. Well,
damn, what's in this cave?
Yeah.
Gruyere? Are you putting in this cheese?
Well, we just
in this cave. You putting in this cave cheese.
Well, we've disregarded the elaborate part, but we're moving on.
Yeah.
Joshua Long, you guys are cat people. What do you think of bird people, lizard people, snake people? I'm a bird people, says Joshua Long.
Oh, we think you're silly children.
But at least
you're
not a lizard person.
Yeah.
My friends are cat, dog, and lizard people.
Yeah, I had a lizard when I was a kid, and they're kind of just there in an aquarium.
Yeah, they don't do anything.
You can, like, look at them, and they're kind of cute, I guess.
I think my sister had, like, a bearded dragon for a while. And, you know, it's just like...
Those are kind of lizards you take out of the tank, and you just let them walk around and stuff on you,
bit.
Right?
Yeah.
They seem real sharp, though, those bearded
dragons.
They don't
really do anything.
What about bug people? Like, tarantula people?
Oh, that's
people?
Crazy. That's a psychopath.
Yeah. Like, I feel like they're either, like, real quirky girls or serial killers. Or both.
Or there's another one where it's like they think that they're, like, twisted. You know, it's like somebody thinks that they're the Joker because they dress like a 90s goth or something. And it's like, no, you're just a dork.
Which one of you sent the Joker mask with dreads?
Not me. I don't think that
might have been you, but it was just like, tell the Joker fans in your life, Joker mask with dreads.
Yeah.
Did we answer it?
Yeah.
Adriana Baquita, is anyone going to see Tron: Ares featuring Nine Inch Nails on the soundtrack? I did for all of us.
I think the rest of this episode answers that. I will not see it. I like Nine Inch Nails.
The score was really cool.
I love Jared Leto, but I won't be seeing. I mean, I might eventually.
Yeah.
You don't want to see him impeded by.
I'm in no rush.
Not being himself.
Right.
The score was very cool.
Yeah, he's great. I mean, Trent Reznor makes a mean movie score.
And they did it like as Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah.
That is
time.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's cool that Jared Leto got to play himself in Blade Runner 2049.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I was going to say earlier is that's when we were talking about Olivia Wilde being becoming a real boy at the end.
I love my Olivia Wilde.
The better version
my
of that is Blade Runner 2049, where you just hire a sex worker and then have a hologram projection.
Yes.
That's so awesome though.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
That's the better version.
Yeah. No, this is a very sexless movie.
Hey, yep. Joe.
Good.
That's what it's she Disney, says, right? Hey, Joe.
Yep. Yeah. Sure is.
Mm-hmm.
They all are.
Yeah.
I don't think there's been sex in a Disney movie since John Carter.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Yeah. A lot of sex in that one.
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Okay. I have. I watched it like two times.
How can you make that without some full penetration? Yeah.
How do you
right?
adapt Edgar Rice Burroughs without the graphic sex scenes?
I mean, that movie, I watched some clips of it recently. It is kind of weird how good it looks. Like does the it? Aliens and stuff in it.
No.
It looks like they way too good.
I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it either.
Yeah. No, I'll do all the research for
we'll
it.
We'll watch some clips.
Yeah.
We'll Google it and see that red bar underneath
he's
the clips.
He's a Confederate, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I thought so.
Is that what happens?
Yeah, he's a Confederate soldier who gets like
sent to Mars.
Time-traveled to Mars.
He's a
time-traveled, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And the aliens love him because the gravity's different, so he's super strong.
Like Superman.
Yeah.
Isn't the gravity heavier on? Oh, no, it's not.
Yeah, it's a smaller
Forget
planet.
What I said.
Yeah. But also there's people there. There's babes there.
Yeah. Well, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Mars needs moms.
Exactly. Abysmal Worm, what kind of books are you considering for the next season of Galactic Book Club? Are
you focusing
on silly
chimps?
/ bad ones? Space chimps.
Like the monkeys we sent to outer space?
Was it like burned up?
Yeah, they all were. They all died.
They made an Andy Samberg movie. It's an animated film called Space Chimps, and it's fucking ugly. We'll look up some clips.
That sounds vaguely
Sorry,
familiar.
What was the question?
What do we think of reading for the next Galactic Book Club whenever we get there?
Space Chimps.
Probably Space Chimps.
Normalization. Normal
Norbit.
Norbit.
I had one idea.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
I think you had an idea.
Yeah. Well, let's keep it off air.
Yeah.
Shall
we? I'm not gonna say it. I'm just saying yes. We're thinking about it, but you have to understand we're so lazy.
Well, there's also another thing that we want
to
do.
Yeah, we wanted to do a thing first.
There's a bunch of stuff, other stuff we want to do, but I do think it's important to remember that we are not busy. So that is a big part
of it.
We just
decided that it's important to make social videos.
We have.
Yeah.
Which takes 20 seconds.
Very easy, unfortunately. Yeah.
So, you know, if you see someone and they're like, hey, why don't they do more of this? They, you know, we pay them all this money. Just remember that it's not because we're so busy working on
it's
stuff.
Because there's nobody to force us to do it.
Yeah, there's no one to make us do it. And we have so much free time that we could be using to make like different fun
but
interesting
Ghosts of Yote
Patreon. So yeah, we all have to play video games. We all have to scroll through YouTube shorts. I have to sit on the couch pretty often.
I share an office with my girlfriend and she works from home, so sometimes I just like have to look busy or I feel weird. So I'll just be like switching tabs and
you're not working.
I'm opening Patreon again. I'm like, numbers look good.
I've opened up like our Airtable before and had it up on the screen. Tara's home.
You've got six keyboards. You're like, I'm rebooting the mainframe.
Sometimes I'll finish work and it's like, kind of want to just hang now for 30 minutes. So I'll have my project open. And then in my other monitor, I'm just scrolling through YouTube videos.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've got Paramount.
One hand on my cot.
I've got my Paramount Plus monitor up.
Yeah, you know,
so I can watch Tony and Ziva.
Yeah.
Boromir dies. The Planeteers decided to expand their roster and ask you to join their group. They give you the other rings. What are you able to control to
what
protect
is the planet
Gaia?
Tears?
Or to just fuck around
Captain
with?
Planet.
Yeah.
Oh.
I beat the shit out of that little kid and take his heart ring. And then I throw it away because it's useless.
I don't really know anything
Does
about it.
Does he just give the others courage? It's like a support class.
I don't remember, honestly.
Yeah. Who would be a good one for me to beat up and steal a ring from?
I thought there were extra rings.
One of the women.
So I'll do that and get an extra ring. So now I have two rings.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Jacob beats me up and takes my ring.
Yeah.
Charlotte has an extra ring. I beat up Charlotte, take that ring.
I beat the shit out of Captain Planet himself.
So it's the elements, right? That's what the rings are.
It's like earth, wind, water, fire.
Well, I'm wearing my bitch ring.
Air. Yeah.
Yeah, we get Captain Planet addicted to Zid.
Yeah, I hold Captain Planet down. It's not like
go on.
I take his arms and I put him behind his back and I pin him to the ground.
Just like
I,
the monkey.
I get Ape real escape. Low. I squat over him and I take his, not even a zin, like a full, like a horseshoe of dip and I put it in his mouth and I wait for it to kick in for the fiberglass to pierce his gums and the nicotine. And then
start to seep into his
And then he realizes how cool tobacco and polluting is.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And then we do some fun littering together so that he learns how fun littering can be too.
Wouldn't you say that the evils of man are a natural law of sorts of our species?
Yeah, exactly.
So there could be kind of like an evil ring.
Yeah, there should
and
be.
And you put that on and then you do all that stuff.
Yeah, but I make Captain Planet do it also.
Well, yeah.
Because he wants to work for me and I have to debase him before he can work for me.
You have to break him. okay.
Levos, fuck, marry, kill, Costas Mandalore, Costas Mandalore, or Costas Mandalore. I have no clue what this is referencing.
Here's let me punch this.
Is he in Saw?
What are you, slow? Of course he's in Saw.
See, I consider that a pretty impressive poll for me.
it's an actor, right?
For Patrick, that's like asking, is the sky blue?
Yeah. It's like saying, who's Leonardo DiCaprio?
One Costas after a Mandalore.
Let me punch this up for you, because I don't think, that's the way to phrase it. I think you need to throw in some more Saw actors, maybe Tobin Bell. you know, just like, even Donnie Wahlberg.
We got
or Chester Bennington from Saw.
We got to move. I have nothing left in the tank.
Let us figure out what you're doing.
Okay.
Because I will figure it
so,
out.
So, Charlotte's going to fuck.
Try Costas Mandalore.
Costas Mandalore kill.
Costas Mandalore.
Oh, okay. So we're still using all the Costas Mandalore.
Oh, yeah, no. You're probably going to kill Chester Bennington from Linkin Park and Saw 7.
That makes sense.
Oh, yeah. No.
Take I mean, he already did it himself, so there's not much more you can
twice.
Do.
Twice.
Yeah. Chris Rock on the menu?
Sure. Saw from the Book of Spiral.
Spiral from the Book of Saw.
I know.
So it works. I think it works.
We gotta move. Okay. I got nothing left.
CJ, when I go for my checkup, they always ask if I smoke. I don't, but I always don't. I also don't want them to know I'm a snowflake. What do I say to make it sound like I'm cool when I'm really not?
Let me. I got this.
Yeah.
Not anymore, Doc.
That's all you say.
Cool.
All right. I know you're cool.
Bingo.
But you don't smoke anymore.
Yeah.
Haste asks, what hotel/motel chain has the best cuck chairs?
Pussy. Oh.
What is it? Best world's best like that trope you were talking about, like world's best burger, but
oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Saying, like world's best, it's the best burger in the city.
Best pussy in the city. That's right.
Gotta be
CJ's.
Yeah. But it's just a woman.
It's just, I was thinking a diner called that.
No, it's just like a woman's
a person
name.
There, yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah.
Best pussy in the city. Probably Deborah.
Yeah. What was
it? What hotel is the best cuck chairs? Or motel?
Oh, Embassy Suites.
Embassy Suites, Four Seasons.
Best Western.
Medieval Times. I mean, not
it's
Medieval
not
Times. Fucking,
you
what's
can
it
sit there, though.
Excalibur.
Excalibur in Las Vegas.
For sure.
Yeah. It's not a chain, though, is it?
Don't try to cuck someone at a Doubletree by Hilton.
Oh, no.
No, I think we all understand that.
Yeah.
Rolligan asking, but seriously, does Jacob know what frotting is?
Yes. Next question.
Do I?
I don't know.
What I was it like? Is that a what a show thing?
I don't know.
Tell me what it is.
I have no idea. I don't know.
Okay, a lot of us know.
Probably something about frogs.
Oh, okay,
frog
I believe
ting.
You.
Yeah,
frog
ting.
Frog ting. Okay, let's couple left. Meat Bear, what's your favorite act of wizardry?
Making people very small.
That's good.
I like shrinking magics.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Clouding the minds of others.
That's good. Yeah.
My enemies.
That's cool.
I like bursting a heart.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah.
Harper asks, Master Charlotte, has the 7.4% grown? And when will we receive the merch uwu?
No, it hasn't grown. It shrank by the hand of a wizard by a great deal.
That's
but
right.
It actually, last I checked, got up to 7.3.
Wow, okay.
So we're back
rebounded
to
a little.
Just below what it was.
Yeah. That's a win. That's a win.
What happened?
More men.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Influx, I guess.
Yeah.
Did we have James on?
Oh.
That might have been it.
Oh, that could be it. Yes.
Who do women like that we could have on?
Shailene Woodley.
Shailene Woodley.
Yeah, yeah. From Jacob's Next Turn Over.
Deborah Messing.
Next Town. Deborah Messing would be huge.
Who is that?
She's from...
What?
She's from...
Is that the 90210? No.
Oh, my God. Gay guys, their friend.
What?
Grace.
Oh, Will and Grace?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I knew it was like a sitcom person, but I don't know what she looks like.
Oh, that's all of them.
Get me out of here. Get me out of here.